winds 5 to 10 knots, diminishing to around 5 knots after midnight. Wind weighs 4 to 5 feet, patchy dense fog expected, as well as a slight chance of thunderstorms, as previously stated. KSCO News Talk Time, 8:06. Time now for Wake the Bear Radio.
And the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Welcome to Wake the Bear Radio with your host, Brandon Johnson, Chris Hurst, and Ron Powers. All right, another good Tuesday night. A lot of victories.
A lot of good victory news going on out there right now.
Absolutely.
I can hear the bear roaring in victory.
Yes,
what is the victory news tonight?
Well, there's a lot. I have a prophetic one. It's really doesn't take much to think about it, but I think a lady with the letters L C will be losing.
Yes.
Out of Wyoming.
Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney.
The daughter of the homicidal maniac war starter.
That's right.
Yeah, she'll be losing. And she's gone crazy.
Having her represent the GOP is about as smart as going hunting with her dad. So yeah. We'll leave it at that.
Boom.
Ooh.
Damn.
Okay.
Cutting it in. You know, but you got your free speech shirt on there, Ron.
Yeah.
Because free speech makes free people.
Yes, my daughter gave that to me. She works for a company. And so over in Washington, and they protect free speech. Right, left, and center.
Wow.
All free speech on college campuses. It's called thefire.org. Very proud of her.
Come on, guys. So,
and your shirts. My goodness. Both of you are wearing Wake the Bear t-shirts.
Sporting the bear. Got the memo.
That's it.
It is such a good-looking shirt. You know, if you would like to support in any way, one way you can do is buy a shirt. And they're not that much. They're like $10 and $5 to ship it. I mean, we're not making a profit. We just want to get it out there. And it is a good-looking shirt, so.
It has a slimming effect.
Yes, it does.
I lose 10 pounds every time I put it on.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I just have to put it on 3 times, and then I'm where I want to be.
Okay, well, getting to the victory news. Calvary Chapel, yes. San Jose won. Not only did they win in the Supreme Court to be able to, but they took their win in the Supreme Court and brought it against the city of Santa Clara, and it was deemed that the trying to make them close down was unconstitutional.
City of San Jose, I think it was.
Yep, yeah.
Was
yeah.
it San Jose?
Yeah, yeah. They're
right
south
on
of
Hillsdale,
Santa Clara.
1175 mm-hmm. Hillsdale. I know that because I went there for like 19 years.
Yeah.
And Pastor Mike, he was in high school when I knew him, and his father was the pastor.
Wow.
And boy, he has turned out to be an incredible pastor. I listen to him online between my own church, you know, where yeah. I go, and so been blessed. Actually, I got to see him a couple of weeks ago.
Preaches,
but anyway, that's
preaches the gospel, no holds barred, full on, chapter by chapter, book
yes.
by book, verse by verse through the Bible, the Calvary Chapel way, which is how I grew up.
Yeah,
and major patriot.
Yes,
and a voice for freedom, and I just love that because that's actually the inheritance that we've been given as in this nation is that Christian people who established the freest nation, the freest, most prosperous nation in the world, the history of the world, and so of course he's upholding that tradition.
He is, and the court said that we conclude that the temporary restraining orders and preliminary injunctions are unconstitutional pursuant to the recent guidance of the U.S. Supreme Court regarding the First Amendment that protects freedom of an exercise of religion in the context of public health orders that impact religious practice.
Wow.
As the underlying orders which Calvary Chapel violated are void and unenforceable, we will annul the orders in their entirety,
wow.
and
yeah.
reverse the order to pay monetary sanctions. So we say
yeah.
that is yes. victory news.
And that yeah. was like $4 million they were owing. And they were
well, that's ultimately what they... This one is a $217,000.
Oh, okay.
Still a big chunk of change. You can buy a garage or something.
They just said, we're not going to pay it. and they didn't have to pay it.
They didn't. And, you know, it makes me think, you know, did they do anything wrong or did they stand up for what was right?
Right.
And looking now, they were right all along. And so I hope this serves as a maybe an inspiration to those that had a hard time as pastors keeping their church. They didn't know what to do. Right. You know, they were right. Calvary Chapel, or at least Calvary Chapel San Jose, was right all along.
Yeah, Cheyenne's church was right. A big fan, but John MacArthur's church was right. I mean, they're the ones that stood up and said, no, we will not bow to the government, that we this is not your sphere of influence or authority.
Yeah.
God's church. So
it's nice to see people stand.
Yeah, and then, okay, so another cool thing happened with Alec Baldwin. Apparently he learned that when you pull the trigger on a gun, it actually shoots, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday the FBI concluded that he did indeed. He was the one that pulled the trigger.
Wow.
Because that's how guns work.
Yeah. I mean, FBI is so incredible that they came up with that conclusion and stuff. I mean, it probably took them about, what, how many months?
Months.
But I'm glad they came up with the right conclusion.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been the guys on the inside who were those. We keep hearing about the FBI that the majority of them are good people, but there's just a few bad eggs. But unfortunately, it seems like the good people don't have much influence on the FBI.
Yeah, well, and speaking of the FBI, they had to apologize and return some things that they took from Mar-a-Lago. John Solomon, he reported today that the FBI attorneys called Trump's attorney and they said that they had taken some things they shouldn't have taken, that were not within their scope of practice of the warrant, and there was privileged material that needed to be segregated and returned to the president. Three passports and then some probably client, the attorney-client privilege and executive privilege documents.
Well, I hate to be Mr. Sarcasm tonight, but shouldn't the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, know the difference between documents they're allowed to take and somebody's passports?
You would think.
I mean, the passport's blue, you know. So they apparently took the president's passport. And I don't understand how come there wasn't, like, the lawyer, that Trump's lawyer wasn't allowed to be there and document all the things they took. It seems like a violation of rights.
Absolutely. A lawyer is supposed to be present. I mean, they can be. That's their job, right. You know. So I was, it's just an abuse, a clear abuse. And
it backfired.
Yes. Like all other attacks on Trump seem to always backfire.
Every single one of them. Like this one, his point, he went up 10 points in the polls. He's rallying the troops. That everything they do to hurt him ends up backfiring on them.
Praise God.
And I think that's kind of a theme, right? The Bible talks about that in Psalms and in Proverbs, that the hole that the wicked dig for others, they themselves will fall into.
Yes.
The pit.
The pit.
Right, which is kind of our theme this week, right? The pit.
Yes. We're not talking about apricot pits.
No, we're talking about the pit, the abyss, right?
Yes.
The things that the enemy has meant for evil, right? He's going to end up ended up in the abyss, right? But anyways, the whole concept is that, you know, wicked people will develop schemes against the righteous, and they will fall into the schemes, the net, the pit that they themselves have dug for the others.
So why is the pit the subject tonight?
Well, the pit happened this week. There was a major reveal called the pit. Broadcast by Right Side Broadcasting, but it was done by True the Vote. Catherine Engel, how do you say her name?
Engelbrecht.
Yeah. And
Greg Phillips.
Those are the ones that amassed all the data to produce the 2000 Mules movie, which is a fantastic movie, by the way.
If you have not seen it, you've got to see it.
It is amazing. And they bring in people that are not convinced that the election was stolen. And by the time the movie's over and they show all the evidence, two of the guys said, okay, I'm convinced. You've shown me enough evidence to prove that the election was stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was some stirring about 3 weeks ago about this pit. It was the first time I had heard about it on social media, on the Truth social platform and on Telegram. And Greg Phillips was one of the, he started hinting at it, and then it was going out on several of the citizen journalist platforms. And they made some claims. They said they needed to get some things out, and that they were going to do a reveal that was 10x what 2,000 Mules was going to be. And so that got everybody's attention, and they said, we're not going to tell you where it is. We're not going to tell you when we're going to do it, because it's actually very dangerous for us. So there was a concern that they had. And then about 5 days ago, they gave the date. And I didn't know where it was going to be until they broadcast it.
Well, and they had to be clandestine about it, because they're the ones that amassed all that material, and then they showed it to the FBI, and the FBI did nothing with it.
Yeah, for months, right?
And then apparently some people in the FBI said, listen, you better duplicate that data you gave us and give it to multiple people, because there's a target on your back. And so they had to produce this event. And this event was not actually designed for the general public. It was actually an event that was designed for influencers that would come, a couple hundred influencers who would get the data out as they release all this data. And then Right Side Broadcasting said, well, how about we stream it? And they're like, okay, we'll stream part of it, but not all of it. And some people were mad because only the first half was streamed. And be honest, I watched the first half, and the data was so complex and overwhelming for me, it's just as an average person, that I'm like, wow, you're losing me in some of this.
Yeah.
But Brandon, you are not an average person.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's right.
But the concept is that I our attention span has been designed. Neil Postman talked about this, amusing ourselves to death, and average American's attention span's about like 30 seconds. And so we are not able to take in this mass amount of data, but there are people that are really good at taking that data in and then looking through it. And so one of the major things that they released was this new website called Open Inc, I-N-K, open.inc.
Yeah.
And it's basically, they're taking all of their research and all their data and all the films of the drop boxes and all the pings that they got and all the content and all the investigations that they got.
FOIAs and videos and the documents, copies of the documents.
Yeah, they're putting it all online so that it's open sourced and any person can review it themselves.
Okay. Let's take a time out. Let's take a step back, actually.
Okay.
In case we have new people in the audience, so what is 2,000 Mules and what were they showing? Mm. And, like when you say pings and things like that, FOIAs, all that stuff. Let's
great
take back
question.
And then we'll go from there.
So True the Vote is the name of the organization that Catherine and Greg work for. They've been doing this for like 15 years, and they've been trying to they realize the election's been rigged probably for 40, 50 years, right? And they're trying to True the Vote. So they've been putting together data, and of course, this particular COVID-19, excuse, this particular election was rigged more than anyone else. I mean, the deep state pulled out all the stops. The Democrats, and they basically used drug addicts and people that were just run-of-mill Democrats to go and drop off multiple ballots at multiple boxes. So they have them on their they purchased the data from these people's phone, and they saw that they frequented in one night, like 3 a.m, 15 different drop boxes and dropped off 10, 15, 20, 30 different
ballots
in those drop boxes.
And so this data that shows where they were at, that's like from maybe a high-tech company, and you can buy that. It's an open source. You can buy it and say, hey, I'd like to know what the pings are in this area.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they took the ones that were the people, they took like 2,000. There was way more, but they said, we're going to narrow it down to if they went to 10 drop boxes in a given time, and then they confirmed a bunch of them by video that there were people, the same person, dropping. And the interesting thing is that they did this very carefully. They didn't just give them 100 and drop it in one drop box, because that would trigger people knowing what's going on. So they would just put 5 in one and 10 in another and 3 in another. But they have video of the people doing it. So it's proven.
Yes, the 2,000 Mules is the movie about voter fraud, and that it was proved through tech abilities and through video evidence in key states.
Right.
Yes.
In the 6 key swing states, in the 6 key counties. So if you can swing those counties, you can swing the states, you can swing the
whole country.
So these were domestic individuals that were stuffing bundles of ballots in drop boxes and getting paid by non-governmental organizations. They also had to go to certain organizations to pick things up.
Yeah, that's part of the algorithm. I think it was 10 drop boxes and a friendly neighborhood organization.
NGO
that they had to go. And that's where they got the 2,000. Now, if they dropped it down to, I think it was like eight drop boxes.
And not 10?
Not 10. It went to like 54,000.
54,000.
So 2 to 54. So there were a lot of people out there doing this, not just 2,000. It was a lot. But they wanted to have a nice, aggressive, obvious.
So Catherine and Greg Phillips were Catherine Engelbreck and Greg Phillips. They were part of the movie that was Dinesh D'Souza. Did he produce it or directed it?
He produced it.
And so when that's come out, and now they're the same individuals that put on the pit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and there was, and there was like a couple hundred people there and influencers to get this information out, and they basically talked about how they were getting the information out. So one of them was Open Inc. is where they're uploading all of that content so anybody can see it, so review it, and it can't be attacked and taken down because it's crowdsourced. And then they talked about a couple of different tools that they're using to basically true the vote for this next election, because we're like, 88 days away from the next election?
Yep. 85 days
till November 8th. Mm-hmm. So they're doing everything they can to stop it from happening again. And I think to some degree, the voter fraud is not going to be as bad at this time as it was then, because there's too many eyes on it.
Too many eyes on it.
Right.
Yeah, no, so they held it in Arizona, which just had an amazing victory with Carrie Lake.
She was the speaker.
She was the speaker for the first speaker. She opened up, and I think it was significant that they held it in this victory GOP governor candidate for November, and they had people bust in. They didn't know where they were going, so they put the people who were coming, about 180 people. They drove for 40 to 60 minutes, and basically they came into a building that was very secure, and that's where they held the pit. So it was this Saturday, August 13th, and half of it was televised. It was video streamed, live streamed, and then half of it wasn't.
Right. And so there was a couple of major things that they released. One of the things they talked about was creating these things called fusion centers where people could work together to share data, like, basically like the three letter agencies are doing to share data. But that the average American can share data with their sheriff if there is evidence of a voter fraud, and that they would share, video with their phone, immediately upload it, would go to the right places to get it to the right people in the right hands. That was one of the major things, I think, the fusion centers.
Yeah, it's like an emergency operating center. I was, when I worked in emergency response, we had the EOC, it would open up. So it'd be very similar. There'd be people of various, some of them patriots, some of them, they would be journalists, some of them law enforcement, but they would come together and they would create maps of information, and they'd share their data with each other. And then they would give that information to law enforcement so they could actually create a prosecutable case against some perpetrators of darkness there.
Yeah. So going into November, one of the things that they're equipping the people with are things like, hey, if you go to Dropbox and you see someone stuffing and you've got the app that you can get and you could just film this, you can send that off. And it instantly goes to someone who with more background and authority can do something with it.
Right.
Before, people would be like, oh, I'm so frustrated. A person just put in 50 ballots, and I don't know what to do. I have a video. I don't know who to send it to. It'll just get sent back. Or, can I go down to the local clerk? They probably say, hey, we're not, And so this is a major thing. And this is where it's going to take you and I, everyone out there. We all need to play a part. We all need to have eyes on the game here. And if we can get those apps loaded onto our phone, even if you're only using it when you go down once, at least you're aware and ready in case you see something nefarious.
Well, and that's the, I think that's the secondary theme for tonight. The tonight is about the pit, but it's really about we the people. It's really about you're the answer. I mean, if we the people, I mean, this country was founded in the fact that we the people rule. It's self-rule. It's an experiment in self-rule. So if we continue to stay asleep and lethargic and we don't get up and don't fight, I mean, that's the whole point of the awakening, is to awaken people that, listen, there are other people that are will gladly take your leadership and gladly take over your country, and they're a cabal. They're a criminal corporation that's working together against your values, your rights. And so if you don't stand up and people don't start fighting, we're going to lose this nation. And I think we're not going to, because I believe the awakening has happened, but yeah. We can't become lethargic.
We
can't
have to do something.
We have to do something.
Yeah, we are the government, aren't we? And we're the volunteers. This government was designed for the representatives and the senators to be volunteers, not professional politicians. And so we want to understand what our responsibility is and step up to our part of being able to keep our eyes right now on the election. That's a big deal, and to pay attention. I think in our county, we have quite a few drop boxes that do not have video, but I think it's time to say, you know what, the law does say all drop boxes are supposed to be videoed, and they showed in the film, in the data that they presented at the pit, that many of these cameras, they weren't even pointed where they could see anything. You know, there's some obstruction, or they were up in the trees, or they were down on in the grass, so that you couldn't actually see what was going on. And the intention was obviously that you were able to monitor what was going on at that drop box. And very few of the videos were ever looked at. They weren't screened by policy. So the assumption was, we're not even, you know, we're doing this thing, but we're not intending checking to see if anything has gone wrong.
It's a perfunctory.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Bigfoot quality. Yeah. You know, that's real stuff. Right?
Bigfoot quality.
Grainy.
Well, and then I want to stop for a second, too. It's 8:27. We just want to say we're on KSCO Radio. This is Wake the Bear, KSCO Radio. We're taking callers in about 20 minutes, 15 minutes here. So 479-1080, you want to call in and talk about the pit. You want to talk about your responsibility to be the answer that you want to see happen. Please call in 479-1080 KSCO Radio. They did say that there was this big thing called the ripcord. I mean, that was the big hoo-ha, right?
Yeah, pulling the ripcord.
It's going to be 10 times more important than the movie.
2,000 Mules,
right.
Yeah,
so
a 10X.
So what was the ripcord?
Well, it's going to be put on Open Dot Ink, and that's OPEN. .ink, and so that will be available to the general public, and it's many, many terabytes of data that would have been set up in an organized way so that it's in searchable formats, and the ripcord is the raw data being available to people like you and me that want to. Anybody can sign up on the open.inc to access the data. And so if you want to start doing some research and find out, you know, is there information that will show us anything about any nefarious activity of the government or the election process, we can do that.
Well, and I thought some of it was also the influence of the CCP. There was absolute influence of the CCP involved in the
With this one, they were really focused in on that as well.
Well, they spoke about a list connected to the CCP of social justice and racial justice organizations in America. And when they began digging on this, Catherine and Greg, they found the names, and we don't mind saying the names, of some organizations that are American organizations that are closely tied to the CCP, that are the agencies of voter fraud, that where the organizations are overlapping with the ballot trafficking and with they're kind of the organizations that would have been the connection points of the mules.
Wow.
So those are the names of some of the organizations that they found, as well as there is a connection with the polling workers, which was a big deal. They found out that the software in Alameda County, Contra Costa County, LA County in California, and then quite a few, where Santa Cruz is, because they didn't name all the counties, but that they had software that was housed in China on their server that were the information of poll workers who had signed up that had social security numbers, bank IDs, even children's names.
Well, and that's the key here, is that this information about poll workers, like they were all utilizing the same software called Poll Shield. And then you would say you want to be a poll worker. You would go on and you would fill out your information, who you are and your background. Well, all of that information went to China.
Yeah.
And it was being housed in China, and it was password protected with a password that is password.
So it's still
being used right now.
Housed in China.
So here's the thing. So that means that the Chinese Communist Party knows who all the people's poll workers are, all of their content, all of their data, their information, and the names of their children. And we know that the Communist Party does two things. They buy out the politicians, and then they blackmail and threaten and coerce people who are weak.
And because they own all the information that comes across the internet in that country, the CCP says it belongs to us.
Sounds like a scene from an old Godfather, you know, hey, I know your cousin, or I know your mother.
Yeah.
I know your kid works at the store down the street.
Right.
You know, I sure hope he doesn't have an accident.
Yeah, so the potential is there for intimidation, for bullying, for blackmail, for extortion, for all sorts of things. And so they could work with people they put here to extract what they need for the elections. So this was very concerning. I signed up as a poll worker, and
yeah,
I would like
too.
To know if our county uses Poll Shield. I gave information just obviously willingly, thinking I want to be a volunteer. I want to do my part. I want to have eyes on the election, but I also want to do good citizen stuff.
Yeah, I think I'll have to refill out mine and make up some kids. Or something like that, you know. One of the things about the research, you know, people out in the audience may say, hey, well, how do I do research? What do I do? They have a thing called FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. And if you don't know about something that you want to know, you can actually go through the process of writing a request saying, I'd like the government to send me the paperwork on such and such procedure, or who is behind this, or what were on those papers. And a Freedom of Information Act, and they'll send you. I actually did that years ago on my own self. I wanted to see what they had on me, they meaning the government. And so I did a Freedom of Information Act just to see if, hey, am I on some weird list I don't know and I'm going to get, you know, surprised? And I wasn't. But, you know, you can do that. And
That's
so
good.
It's not that hard. And so you can upload those FOIAs into this open.inc. And so that would be an example. And there's a lot of organizations that do it. You know, Tom Fenton, right, with Judicial Watch.
Right.
I think he probably files 10 a day.
Well, what about Botpedia? There was another thing that they pointed out. And I thought that was really good. They were basically saying the search engines out there are not good, and that they're doing a crowdsourced search engine. Is that right?
Crowdsource and AI.
Okay, how's that work? So
basically, an example that they gave was, let's say you wanted to do a little bit of search on Klaus Schwab, you know, and so you would type in his name, and there would be AI that would go out and collect everything about him, and you would know everything. You know, if you had to do it yourself, one, the search engines are crap now.
Right.
I mean, I can totally tell a difference.
And they're censored, yeah.
They're censored, yeah. And it's always like, you know, if you do a Google, you'll get everything that's ABC, NBC, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's all there.
Right.
And you never even get the source. I used to go to certain church sites, and it's like, those church sites are like five pages deep now. They're all like stories by their own conglomerates about the church or whatever.
Yeah, they're fact checkers.
And so I could tell there's a change. So this would bypass that. This AI would build a page, like a Wikipedia page of information with links, and it would do all this
work for
you.
Justin Trudeau.
Yes.
Everything about Justin Trudeau.
In fact, that's what they did. They said Klaus Schwab, and then he talked about the youth influencers, and then it went from youth influencers, and one of the people is Trudeau. And so you can go from one thing. So it starts connecting the dots.
Mm. Yeah, the artificial intelligence would put the pieces together, and it is a crowdsource. So it's decentralized, and it's not controlled by any censorship.
Yeah, it's a powerful tool. I think it's going to be an amazing.
So this was an amazing event, the Pit. They basically are creating tools for patriots to use to take their country back, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things I had seen just earlier today was, you know, someone stumbled across the Bay Area elections being influenced by the CCP, and they were talking about ties in Millbrae, and they had certain candidates that were connected to the CCP that were actually running. They had Eric Eddies, they had Florence Fang, and they talk about Fang and the United Front for
Fang.
It's a different Fang. So okay. Fang, Swalwell's Fang, she actually died in March, China Eastern Airlines, in a crash. The whole plane went down. And it says in the early reports, I did look that up because someone was like, oh yeah, Fang, is that the same Fang? And it's a different
thing.
Yeah, she used to own the San Francisco Examiner, I think.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
All I know is they said that the early media reports, the aircraft data shows that it was purposely driven downward into a nosedive.
Wow.
So what they're saying is the person holding the wheel, the cockpit, just pushed straight forward, and that plane just went down. And so they don't have any mechanical failure. So it is suspicious, to say the least.
That's not the Florence Fang that we're talking about, though, that are part of the organizations that are CCP backed, that are here in America, that American Chinese have backed, and a lot of them are anti-Taiwanese, and they are they say they are wanting peaceful resolution for mainland China to be the motherland of for a united China. And so there's actually a big propaganda movement going on here in America that is run through many American Chinese. Now there are very many patriot American Chinese.
Right.
These are ones that are targeted by the CCP, and their fundamental task is to be propagandists here in America. They're infiltrators and implanted.
Like the organization called Asians for Black Lives, Chinese Progressive Association, right? Some of these.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got ones like Living United for Change in Arizona. So these racial justice toolkit, these organizations are non-government organizations, NGOs, that are using their influence to propagandize Americans in the direction that the CCP wants Americans to believe.
Right.
Yeah, and they're spreading the ideology of the CCP.
I just want to make sure everyone knows we're not slamming Chinese as a race or anything like that. There's good and bad, like every race has.
We're talking about the government.
Yeah, yes.
Not the people.
The Chinese government
is
a communist, crazy. They got 14,000 people in concentration camps right now. It's the government where the people are good. And that's why we care.
Yeah,
because we want the people.
I
to
bet
be
they
free.
Have more than 14,000.
Well, that's the one we know of.
Yeah,
I've been to China quite a few times. There's a lot of wonderful people, very respectful, and in fact, there's almost like a type of innocence there, at least in the areas I've gone, where people were very simple. Teenagers would be taking a walk in the park together on the weekend, you know, just walking and looking at nature and stuff, and I think, man, there's no street vibe or anything like that. You know, it was really almost innocent. But they're so busy, they don't have any time to get in trouble,
right?
You know, but hey, we do have a caller. So it's James from Live Oak. And so I'm going to patch him in right now. James, you're live on the air. Welcome.
Welcome, James.
Hey, it's James. Talk on speakerphone or should I take it off?
It's a little bit fuzzy.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm sorry. So I was thinking about perspectives, and it seems like so much of the media is really just covering a corporate perspective, which is a 90-day model. It is only different by a 7 generations model by 140 years or 540 cycles. So maybe we could go back to 1882, 140 years ago, and talk about who's been influencing who over the past 140 years.
Can you give us an example? I mean, this is a new concept, so I'm fascinated.
Are we on the same? Yeah, help us tie us into to what our conversation is.
Okay,
and what it is you're saying.
I will. You're talking about the voter fraud when it was clearly designed in 2000. That would be one. I didn't take notes. And then trying to blame China for a different manipulation that was caused by programmers that designed technology that modify all the elections throughout the whole United States and the world. That was technology more than 20 years ago. But blaming the Chinese now, going back to 1882, there was an infiltration of drugs into China that was being smuggled into China by the East India Company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the opium trade.
It's the opium trade, and it was from it was European influence because
tea.
We have
tea
four,
was the
four
in between.
Different sun cycles going on, but clearly going back to 400 BC, the Chinese dynasties have all lasted 400 years, and that's because the sun diminishes in energy and people starve just because the growing has changed.
Okay. Well,
so going to what's going on with Trump and the various things and just the drama that is really like so short-sighted. I mean, I'd like to go further back than 1880 because the United States, what it was, and what it was described to be, is not what it actually is. And if you look at the fraud with the FBI, with NASA, CIA, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm enjoying the show.
Thanks for calling. Good perspective there to share.
Yeah, we were talking earlier. I mean, basically, the three-letter agencies, all of them, are illegal.
Yeah.
They're corrupt, they're illegal. And this is the thing that, you know, the power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. If you have organizations that don't have oversight, that are done in secret, secrecy creates corruption, period. That doesn't matter what organ, and it doesn't matter how many good people get in there, they become, good people become corrupt in secrecy.
Yeah. So, you know, James puts up a good point. Things take a long time to happen. Nothing is new under the sun. You know, Brandon and I have been doing a Bible study with other people in the mornings, and it's like, this sounds exactly like where we're at right now. There is nothing under, I mean, corruption, unbalanced scales. You know, one of the punishments that God said to Israel is, hey, if you chase after other gods and you start doing things that I tell you not to do, and chasing after other gods was basically sacrificing children. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
You know, just sexual deviancy. That sounds familiar.
That.
You know, and he says, when you do that, the alien's going to come in and he's going to rule over you. And what happens? You know, you get like influence from China, and next thing you know, they're influencing, and they are, in a sense, they could be ruling. And you know, so it's like nothing new under the sun.
Well, the prophet Isaiah, the prophet Jeremiah, the prophets that were sent to Israel were saying, listen, if you worship dead idols, things that your hands have made, you craft them, you craft eyes, but they cannot see, you craft ears, they cannot hear, they're just idols. You will become like them, not being able to see or hear and being no longer sensitive to the things of God. And I believe that's the problem with our nation now, is we have worshiped the things our hands have made. We've not kept the celebration of our relationship with God's center. And we've gone off the deep end, and we are reaping the whirlwind of years and years of putting God aside. I mean, kicking him out of school, taking the Bible out of school in the 60s. I mean, the initial Congresses, you know, the Congress of the United States actually printed 10,000 Bibles to be used in the schools. And 320 years later, we took them out, thinking we're smarter, that we should take the Bible out of school and prayer out of school. And now we have schools that are getting shot up. We have schools that aren't producing any students that know anything. And we're like wondering what's going on. And so the cycle we're seeing here, which Ron is talking about, is that we see this cycle in the book of Judges. We see it a lot in specifically in Israel during the time of the Kings and the Chronicles, that the nation became divided between North and South. There would be a good king, and he would be raised up, and he would be a king at like 7 years old. And then they would protect him because the whole plot was to kill the king, this young king, and then they saved him. But then as he got older, in his 20s and 30s, he walked away from God. And then the nation went back under rule or back under control of the people around them who were worshiping false gods. So that's what we're seeing happen. Those are the cycles I think you've James and Stephen talking about is nations go through cycles where they have to relearn what they forgot.
Yep.
And that's what's going on in America. America, you're having to relearn your own history because you've forgotten the God who brought you.
Yeah. You just look at all the monuments out there. If you read the scriptures on them, I mean, there was definitely a different people that had settled this country.
It's true.
You know, just so people don't think that, oh, we could never be like those that bow down to idols. It's not necessarily that they believe that that piece of wood had power in itself, but it represented something. You know, that golden calf is kind of like today's donkey and today's elephant, where you identify yourself with a party, and whatever that party believes is what you believe blindly. And also, your security comes from that. It's like, well, this is the way to be, and our security comes from that, and it's not from God. And so those that were worshiping the calf, the golden calf, are not much different than those that worship a specific ideology. You know, if I'm this, I have to be in this camp, and I tote the whole line. And that's not what God wants. He wants us to think about each thing individually, you know, not just be part of a party. Anyway, that's
yeah,
how
our nation was founded on covenant with God, and it was one of our founding principles. And it, James was right that this didn't just happen. It's a fight against good versus evil, not left versus right necessarily at all. And there is a very real very real spiritual force called Satan who is trying to disrupt the destiny of our nation. And part of that is to be a light to the world. And we know that the reason that we have some infiltration going on is because, basically going back to China, they want to make us unrulable. You know, they want to create chaos. They want to bring in systems. We are in an unusual warfare. This isn't a battle with guns and with missiles. It's an unusual, it's a battle. It's both a spiritual battle, but there's also an information battle. And when you disrupt people's confidence in elections, when you don't know who is for you and what is true, when you disrupt the flow of information through the media, people get confused, they get frustrated, and good people just sit down and they begin to both get anxious and depressed. And so part of the infiltration in the Communist Party, the CCP, is to bring in these levels of discouragement. I mean, we see they've infiltrated the government, the media, every one of the cultural mountains, like businesses, the banks, the Federal Reserve. And so it's very difficult to know what is true, and how do we get good source? So this going back to the pit, we have empowerment as people to begin to do some research together, and they've given us some great tools in the research.
That's really good.
So one of the paths out of this predicament that this country is in is the November elections. You know, people are coming together. If we vote and we watch the elections, you literally can change the face of Congress,
right,
both the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, those that got away with murder literally will now be investigated. You know, all those crimes that we believe have happened, very clear to a lot of people, they will be exposed. And that is the beginning of change. And it can happen. Yeah. It's not too great a feat. You know, we have more of us than them. And they are in panicking. They are panicking. You know, they have a mouthpiece. They have the media. So they appear to be big.
Right.
You know, the media says, this is the truth. This is everything that matters.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Exactly. Yeah.
We are still in control. You know.
Yep.
And they're losing control because the things like KSCO radio, independent news stations, and alternative media are actually doing the work of journalism.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greg Phillips put up some election integrity checklists that we as citizens can make sure are happening in our local county levels. And one of them is to be sure the equipment in our area, our county, is qualified, it's certified, to be sure the election policy and procedures are competent, and that they're following state and federal laws, to check the certification accuracy, that they've been, the machines have actually been tested and certified, and that they're legal, and to make sure the actual ballots are meeting the state and federal requirements. And there are some national requirements that have a Act, HAVA, and then to check the qualified, to make sure that they have some, it's called FISMA, F-I-S-M-A, that they've done their mandated assessments and ensure policy procedures, logs, and controlled data are all being followed. So we have some checklists. We'll post them on our website at wakethebearradio.com.
All right. Hey, we've got a caller. Actually, it's a return caller. It's James again. James, you're back on. Welcome.
Hi, this is James. So just the whole kind of China is actually very powerful right now. I mean, they've pretty much taken over most of Africa and almost South America.
Right.
They're infiltrated in the United States very deeply. But we can thank, starting with Red Ronnie Reagan in 1951, bringing the Federalist convention to Santa Cruz, and then Nixon sent Senior Bush to China to introduce technocracy, which the Chinese loved. And, you know, the United States has more cameras than China. Reagan brought new industry to China in the 80s, and it left the United States. So the people that have been running the United States have been giving China power for more than 140 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I remember when Bush Sr. Yeah, I remember when Bush Sr. Practically handed everything over. And, I mean, he had a dinner with them and threw up right on the table. I mean, he wasn't feeling very good, you know. And we're like, what a complete loss of negotiations. Not the dinner part, but
yeah.
It was like he couldn't get our cars to be sold over there. But he said, hey, we'll buy all your stuff, you know. And it was just like, what are you doing? And that was the first I saw. I mean, obviously, it was a lot earlier, like James is saying, you know, this stuff doesn't happen overnight. It's slow. They'll put a person in position, they'll run their course, and then the next person replace a step further, and next thing you know.
Well, there was this false doctrine, I would say, called the Sunshine Doctrine. And it was based on a myth that, you know, if we just turned on the sun, that they would take their jacket off on their own. So we were, instead of isolating them, we would just engage with them, and then our influence, the American influence and the American democracy would influence this communist regime, and then they would shed their, but it didn't work.
Kind of like the Catholics with pagan cultures, right? Let's merge the two, and we'll influence enough.
They adopted capitalism, but they did not adopt our freedoms.
Right.
And so, and that's what makes capitalism work, really. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and with all the information that they have, you know that everybody in China has a social score, whether or not they could buy or sell, whether they can travel or not, what job they hold is determined by that social score. I would guarantee that the Chinese government, the CCP, has a social score on all Americans now, too.
Well, that was part of the reveal with all of the information that was being housed in China, is that they are... You know, that's one of the reasons why Trump got rid of TikTok, being, you know.
But the main story isn't really about China. It's about the FBI.
Right.
And it's about the FBI cover-up.
Covering.
And that they were caught through this information that Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht found. And they took it to the FBI. And the FBI, for 18 months, regular officers, they were collaborating with them. They were investigating. They were actually working together. And then around March this year, 2022, they noticed a shift, that something happened, that suddenly the FBI agents pulled back. And they said, well, there are two high-level women in the FBI that have taken over the case because it's too important. And they, what Greg Phillips and Catherine noticed is that they then became the focus of the investigation. So there was a a threat that they were accused of stealing and breaking in to the information. That's how they got it, rather than through open source. And it's one of the reasons they put it in the PIT, is so they could show us, hey, you can find that information too. We didn't break in. And then some whistleblowers lower level at the FBI said, you need to be careful because you're in a very dangerous place right now. You need to release this information now because you're going to be targeted.
Yeah, by being the only ones that have the information, they become...
Correct.
And they used an illustration at the PIT. They talked about how somebody was doing research with zebras, right? And they were tracking zebras, and then they marked the back of a zebra with red paint or something like that. And then they found out that the predators ate all the zebras that were marked, because zebras are their strength is in that they
blend together.
They blend together. Their stripes cause them to blend together.
The strength of the herd.
So, and that's really what needs to happen. And that's one of the things they focused on at the PIT. They said, listen, the number one problem we have is exploiting the information that we've already gotten and getting it out to people and disseminating it to people. So that's one of the reasons why they brought all those influencers together to get this information out. That's why they did the movie first, to get the general people. And that's why they were like not originally going to film it and have it live streamed, but then RSBN asked them to do it. So they only did the first half, which we talked about already.
Yeah, they've got the second half out now.
Do they?
So you can see the whole part of the PIT.
They should go watch it. Go watch the
PIT. TrueTheVote.org, I think it is.
Yeah, .org. Well, and also, we have show notes on wakethebearradio.com, and that will be by tomorrow morning, all the notes. That means links to everything we talked about. So if you just want to go back to our show, you'll find it there, too.
And the takeaway, I think, from the PIT is that our government has utterly failed us, especially the DOJ and the law enforcement agencies, those three-letter agencies that we have put our trust in. We're trusting them to keep us safe and to preserve our freedoms, our borders, and they're not doing that. They're turning on the people at the level of the FBI, as we saw with Mar-a-Lago, and what could happen to President Trump could happen to us. So what we learned at the PIT basically was a confirmation of this. So we want to be awake.
And it was like, what, the weekend after the raid on Mar-a-Lago? So there's definitely some almost like God-ordained coincidences that these things are happening. And I am still, no matter what you guys think or whether there's people out there think, I still believe that Trump was assigned to expose the darkness. He was assigned to take the hits, to stand for us, to show how corrupt the media has become, to illuminate the corruption within our government and all of these organizations. And I think by being that big target, he's waking people up to what they're really capable of doing and what their plans are. I mean, 87,000 new IRS agents,
Yeah.
I mean, with guns, like, come on, are we talking the Stasi? These are things that are being woke, that if you were asleep and the 2030 plan kind of kept going with Hillary Clinton becoming president. Like he disrupted the dark plan,
yeah,
and woke people up because we would not even know we were losing our freedoms if he didn't step in there. And that's why they say they never thought she would lose Hillary Clinton in 2016.
And I think part of our hope message is that as an individual person, we can be in this fight. And when I say fight, I'm not saying go shoot anybody. This is it's an information fight. It's an energy fight. We want to protect and do the things that legally by rule of law we can do. And so the message of hope is that there's some resources out there. We've got a God who is powerful. It's partly a spiritual battle and a physical battle. It's an information battle. It's unusual warfare. But we have each a part to play, and it's important that we step up and do that part.
Right. Yeah, even if you never leave your house, the very least you could do is pray. And there are people that are doing praying in the spirit, and they are tearing down dark forces, strongholds, intercessory. And I hear testimonies all the time of things that were torn down, principalities and things like that.
And prayer is not the least. Prayer is the first and most important thing.
You're right. I meant physically the least. But you're right. Absolutely.
Well, awesome. Thank you for joining Wake the Bear tonight on KSEO Radio. Go join us next week. You're going to have another great show.
Yes.
God bless you.
All right.
This has been Wake the Bear Radio on KSCO, 1080 on your AM dial.